昨天我们开始这一次四堂聚会，第一堂的交通。
Last night was the first session out of four.
给我的负担是和弟兄姊妹，交通到认识圣灵。
The Lord has given me the burden to share with everyone, knowing the Holy Spirit.
这对每一个神的儿女来讲，是一件重要的事情。
This is a very important thing for all of God's children.
如果我们对圣灵没有认识，也不经历它。
If we fail to know the Holy Spirit, nor have we been able to experience Him.
我们所有得着的都不过是道理、知识和客观的一些行为而已。
All that we have received are just merely objective knowledge and behaviors.
那不仅我们得不着主耶稣救赎所带给我们的祝福，
Not only we fail to receive the blessing the Lord Jesus is supposed to give us,
而且父神的心也不能得着满足。
and also the Father's heart cannot be satisfied.
因为主耶稣来到地上，他的目的就是要叫人得着在他里面那非受造的生命。
Because the purpose of the Lord's coming to earth is that He wants us to receive the life that is from above.
而且得的更丰盛。
And to have it more abundantly.
而这个生命是借着圣灵所带给我们的。
And this life is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
所以昨天晚上我们交通到认识圣灵他的身位和他的职分。
So last night we talked about the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
他的职分在我们信耶稣基督的人身上。
According to his ministry to those who believe in him,
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，他是真理的圣灵。
Very clearly, the Lord Jesus tells us that he is the Spirit of truth.
我们昨天提到第一个点呢，他是真理的圣灵，就是把一切的真理实化在我们的生命和经历的里面。
And last night we already said that because he is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit will actualize all of his words into our life and experience.
我相信所有重生得救的弟兄姊妹，我们都为此感恩，并且我们愿意更多的经历它。
And those of us who are born again, for this we are very thankful and we can experience him more.
今天早晨我们要来到第二堂的交通。
And this morning we're coming to the second session.
这一堂的题目是圣灵的工作与他的目的。
So can we please have the slide be posted up?
没有关系，
哦。
没有关系，对。
Okay, we will talk about the work and purpose of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作和他的目的。
The work and purpose of the Holy Spirit.
我们先来读一点点的圣经。
Let's go into some of the scriptures first.
我们先请大家看一下以西结书。
The book of Ezekiel.
以西结书第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
在加勒底人之地，加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结。耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Ezekiel 1:3. The word of Jehovah came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Shabar, and the hand of Jehovah was there upon him.
我们中文翻译和合本是说耶和华的灵。
The Chinese translation refers to the Spirit of the Lord.
但是在英文里面，还有中文的小字说，那个灵呢，原文是说耶和华的手。
The English translation refers the Spirit as the hand of Jehovah.
在整个先知以西结他的执事中间，他一生的服事中间，
In all of the life and ministry of the prophet Ezekiel,
我们看见他记载了七次耶和华的手临到他。
He recorded that seven times the hand of the Lord came upon him.
我们以为呢，以西结是一个做工的人，是服侍神的人。
We assumed that Ezekiel was a servant of God who works.
但是他亲自承认了， 他所说的话，他所做的工，都是耶和华的手在他身上的结果。
But he personally confessed that his work was actually the fruit of the hand of God.
我把这出处啊，以西结书一共有七次哈。
The seven times in the book of Ezekiel.
我把经文给大家一下，你们可以如果做笔记，你可以写一下。
If you are making notes, you can record that, please.
以西结书第一章第三节。
Ezekiel 1:3.
第三章第十四节。
3:14.
第三章二十二节。
3:22.
第八章一节。
8:1.
三十三章二十二节。
3:22.
三十七章一节。
37:1.
四十章一节。
41.
我们看见从他的执事的开始一直到他的结束。
From the beginning all the way to the conclusion of his ministry.
外面看起来好像是以西结在传神的话语。
Outwardly speaking, is as if he was sharing or proclaiming the word of God.
但是在里面，以西结承认这是神的手，就是神的灵做工的结果。
But inwardly, he was able to confess that the work is actually the work of the hand of the Spirit of God.
那么圣灵怎么做工呢？
How did the Holy Spirit work?
我们昨天读到罗马书第十六章二十七节。
Last night we talked, we referred to Romans 16:27.
就是罗马书的最后一句话。
This is the last verse of the book of Romans.
保罗在那里有一个称颂，有一个赞美。
Here Paul had a proclamation and a praise.
他说，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。
The only wise God through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们要来稍微思想一下，神的全智到底是什么？
So let's think about what is the only wise God.
我们常常讲神的全智就是他无所不知。
And well, a lot of times we say that he knows everything.
神是一个最大的百科全书。
Our God is the biggest encyclopedia.
你问他什么问题他都可以回答，那是不是就是全智呢？
Does it mean that he can answer all of your questions and that he is the all-wise God?
我们知道今天地上有很多有学问的人，他也什么都知道。
There's a lot of people who are very educated on earth and they seem to know everything.
有些年轻人读了一点书，他就自称我是 chief of knowledge。
Some young people, they read some books, they call themselves, we are the chief of knowledge.
我什么都知道，你不要讲，我知道，我知道，我知道。
I know everything.
神是不是这样就是全智呢？
Does it mean this is the all-wise God for him?
不是的。
No.
当然，万有都是他造的，当然他都知道。
Of course he created all things and he knows everything.
神的全智显在他有旨意。
The all-wise God expressed in the way that he has a will.
他有一个旨意，一个荣耀的旨意。
He has a glorious will.
因着这个旨意，他定了一个目的。
Because of his glorious will, he has a goal.
A purpose.
And a purpose.
他有了这个目的，神就有他的计划 counsel.
With his purpose, he has a counsel.
有了这个计划，我们知道我们看见神他照着他的计划他有原则。
And with his counsel, according to his plan, he has a principle.
这个原则表明出来的时候就是神的道路。
When his principle is expressed, this is seen as the way of God.
不仅如此，而且神还有他的行动。
God has his movement.
他的 operation, 他的运行。
His operation.
弟兄姊妹，在这些点上面若是我们能够明白而且经历，你就发现神的智慧远远超过人的智慧。
If you know this and experience it, you realize that God's wisdom is way beyond what we think.
当我们摸到了这一位全智的神的时候，
When we are in touch of this all-wise God,
弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见神所造的神的工作是何等的美丽。
Then you realize that God's work and His creation is so beautiful.
所以保罗说，借着受造之物，我们能够看见神的永能和他的神性。
So through the created things, we can see His almighty power and nature.
他的 God,
divine nature.
我们看见受造之物是这么的有次序。
And these Godhead in the Godhead is so orderly.
啊，我们中文呢叫做秩序，就是刚才英文翻译的 orderly。它不是乱的，不是 random 的。
Everything is very orderly and nothing is random.
而且它非常的有次序，但是时间先后的。
It has its serious time sequence one by one.
神在我们身上做工呢，它是量着我们的情况来带领我们的。
God's work in our life is measured according to our condition as such He leads us.
好像我们在学校啊读书。你都有一个 advisor, 对不对?
Just like in school, you have your advisor.
或者有 counselor, 对不对?
Or counselor.
那么我们要去有的学生呢急着要 excel, 要走得快一点。
Some of the students are more aggressive and they want to excel faster.
看到那门课很吸引人就问 advisor, 我能不能现在修。
They think this course is very interesting, so they would consult with the advisor whether or not they can take that course.
Advisor 说不行不行。
And the advisor said no.
因为你那一门课你还没有修过。
Because you haven't taken the more fundamental one.
我们知道有些课叫做 sequential courses.
Some of the courses are in sequential order.
如果你没有修这个400号的课，你就不要修600号的课。
If you haven't taken the 400 course, do not take the 600 course.
因为你修了也没有用。
Because if you had taken the 600, it doesn't work.
我要讲一件在我儿子身上发生的事情。
Let me share with you something happened to my son years ago.
我们做父母都希望 groom 我们的孩子将来满足我对他的期望。
Many parents have high expectations of their children and they groom the children accordingly.
所以我们小时候就看我这个儿子到底像什么料。
So when he was very young, I was wondering what kind of a person my son would turn out to be.
所以我们可以在他的身上敲一敲。
So we can chisel onto my son.
那么我的姊妹呢?
And as for my wife,
在教导孩子。
And then she taught her children.
她就告诉我的儿子说，将来你做医生好了。
是我吗?
是。
And then the wife says, well, why don't you be a doctor?
教他修这个课修那个课。
And then take this class or that
class. 高中毕业的时候。
When he graduated from high school.
我们花了很多钱让他参加一个叫做 American Youth Leadership Training.
We spent a lot of money for him to participate in this American Youth Leadership Training.
那是一个月的课程。
One month course.
其实他才高中毕业而已。
He just graduated from high
school. 他在一个月做什么呢?
What did he do?
就好像到医院里面去做实习医生 intern, 每个礼拜每天 rotation, 不同的 department 去看。
And he followed like the interns, going to the rotations for the whole month.
我儿子很听话。
He was very good.
他真的很乖，而且他也去了，觉得也很喜欢。
He went, he liked it.
那么他就读了大学。
And he went into college.
而且那个大学的学生呢不多。
There are not a whole lot of students in that college.
一年呢只收大概400个本科生。
And they would take around 400 undergrads.
那是一个elite school, 精英学校。
It's a pretty elite school.
而且他们去 interview 就讲我们这400个学生里面呢有超过 35% 到 40% 的学生后来都做了医生。
And they said that in our new incoming students, 30 to 40% of these who graduate after become a medical student.
所以我心中暗喜啊，快要成全了，我的期望，我们父母亲的期望快要成全了。
So the father's heart was in rest, in peace.
那么我很着急。
But then I, as a father, was very anxious.
他第一年。
In his first year.
才进大学第一年。
Freshman year.
我就去找他住的那个城，我服侍，我认识了一个弟兄。
I looked at a brother who was serving in the city that he was living in.
他在一个很有名的医院里面做生物统计系的教授。
And he is a professor in the biostatistics of the college.
所以我就拜托他，我说我儿子现在进这个学校就在你的边上。
So I went to him and I said, my son is now in the school right next to your hospital.
能不能请你在今年这个学期这一年结束以后你帮他安排一个义务在医院打工的工作。
At the end of this term, can you please get him a job and have him be an intern over there?
我的心是好的。这个弟兄一口答应。
He had a good heart. And the brother also agreed.
他就找我儿子交通谈。
So he looked at my son.
我儿子看着他很喜欢他这个年轻人。
This brother liked my son a lot.
他说你爸爸请我给你安排一个夏季的工作。
And so he says, your father asked me to give you an intern job.
我不是要你来做 volunteer, 我是 hire 你给你薪水的。
He says, I don't want you to volunteer. It's a paid job. I will give you a salary.
但是我有一个 prerequisite.
But I have a prerequisite.
你必须先修完这一门课。
You must first take this class.
那么他就开了那个课的名字给我儿子说你现在就去修。
So he says, go take this class first.
我儿子很听话他就真的去修了。
My son was very obedient. He took the class.
他学那个课上课的时候一进去都是比他大的都是研究生。
So when he went into the class, everybody around him were all graduate students.
他觉得自己走错地方，别人也认为他走错地方。
He thought that he was in the wrong place, and everybody agreed that he was in the wrong place.
因为那一门课是500号的课。
That's a 500 course.
是生物统计。
Biostatistics.
他才大学一年级。
He was only a freshman.
虽然他高中的时候，他的高等微积分已经读完了。
Although he
Yeah.
He already graduated and finished his
advanced calculus.
His advanced calculus class.
但是呢，他没有读过统计。
But he never studied statistics.
他就非常用功的读。
He worked so hard.
但是那一门课把他整个做医生的志愿打掉了。
But then because he messed up so bad, it totally destroyed his desire to be a doctor.
他虽然 passed 了那一门课。
Although he passed it.
但是他告诉我说。Daddy, I have no way to get into, 这个 medical school.
Then he says, Dad, there's no way I can get into medical school.
他回来的时候，他跟我讲，我非常非常的到难过，而且愧疚。
And then he said, Dad, I am just so depressed and bad about it.
我们做父母亲，我们常觉得我最有智慧，我告诉我孩子绝对对的。
We parents think that we know everything, and what we tell our children are always right.
我们不是神
We are not God.
我们不是救主
We are not the Savior.
我们更不认识圣灵
And even more so, we don't know the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹圣灵他和父神同性情同旨意同法则同目的
The Holy Spirit and God the Father have the same nature, same will, same method and the same goal.
所以当圣灵来执行神的工作的时候
When the Holy Spirit comes to execute God's work,
弟兄姊妹，人会错，神做事永远没有错。
Man can make mistakes, but God never makes mistakes.
圣灵在旧约时代，以西结很恭敬地说，这是神的手。
In the Old Testament, Ezekiel, in a very reverent way, mentioned that this is the hand of God.
实际上，在新约时代。
Actually, in the New Testament,
在《使徒行传》里面
，In the Book of Acts,
当一个神儿女们奉主的名聚集的中间
，When God's children are gathering together,
什么时候看见圣灵的工作？圣经就说神的手在他们中间。
Whenever we see the work of God, we can say that the hand of God is among them.
在使徒行传第11章21节里面就这样记载。
Acts 11:21 records this.
在安提阿的那个聚会里面。
In the gathering of Antioch.
神的手在他们中间。圣经讲神与他们同在。
The Bible records that the Lord was with them and the Lord's hand was with them.
弟兄姊妹们圣灵今天就是神的手。
The Holy Spirit today is the hand of God.
他在我们每一个人的身上带领我们。
He leads in each of our lives.
在我们的里面教导我们。
Inwardly, He teaches us.
他也在我们的里面给我们恩典、智慧、能力来跟随他。
And in us, He gives us grace, wisdom, and power to follow Him.
所以我们要看看神的手。今天在我们身上带给我们的经历。
Let's take a look at the experience that the hand of God is bringing us.
我们读一下启示录。
The book of Revelation.
启示录第四章第五节。
4:5.
有闪电、雷声、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
And out of the throne go forth lightnings and voices and thunders, and seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
然后我们再读启示录第五章第六节。
Revelation 5:6.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼。就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, which are sent into all the earth.
我们看见这是使徒约翰在他年老的时候得着的异象。
This is the vision the apostle John received when he was old.
神的灵把他带到天上去。
The Spirit of God brought him to heaven.
他在第四章里面，他看见父神的宝座。
In chapter 4, he saw the throne of God the Father.
在这宝座前面有七盏的火灯。
And before the throne, there are seven lamps of fire.
这七个灯啊，约翰得着了启示说，这就是神的七灵。
And these seven lamps,The Apostle John received a revelation to say that this is the seven spirits.
然后呢，到第五章里面。
Now we come to chapter 5.
他在异象中看见被杀的羔羊复活升天，到了父的宝座跟前。
In a vision, he saw that the lamb standing as slain, standing before the God the throne.
他要受膏。
He is to be anointed.
他要坐在父神宝座的右边，他也得着宝座。
He will gain the throne at the right hand side of the throne of God.
那么他受膏，他得着的灵，圣经怎么描写呢？
How did the Bible describe the spirit that he received?
他说呢，这个羔羊本身呢，他得着的受膏啊，他有七角七眼。
And this lamb received this head having seven horns and seven eyes.
这个七角七眼呢，就是神的七灵。
Which are the seven spirits?
这讲到我们主耶稣基督受膏了。
Telling us that the, our Lord Jesus Christ is now anointed.
然后呢，这个七灵呢就被差遣打发到普天下去，就在今天我们所生活的环境里，世界上。
And the seven spirits are sent into all the earth, the world that we live in today.
我们看见这里啊，对于要做工的圣灵有一个非常美好而且完全的描写。
Here we have a very beautiful and complete description of the work of the Spirit of God.
首先他看见了在父神的宝座前有七盏火灯。
First, before the throne of God, there are seven lamps of fire.
这个七盏火灯他解释说就是神的七灵。
And it's explained to be the seven spirits.
昨天我们已经讲到不是说圣灵有七位。
So last night we already said that it's not that we have seven different Holy Spirits.
这七是对那个灵的一个描写。
Seven is the description of this spirit.
圣经上的数字都有它属灵的意义的。
Biblical numbers have a spiritual meaning.
我们知道七是三加上四。
We know seven it is three plus four.
三是神工作的数字。
Three is the number of God's work.
或者说三是神的数字。
Or we can say three is the number of the deity.
因为昨天我们讲到神的奥秘里面是三而一的神。
Because we said last night already in God's mystery, He is the three persons in one.
他们的一呢，不仅同生命、同性情，他们也是同旨意、同目的、同一个工作的。
That oneness is that they have the same nature, same purpose, and same union, and same will,
same work,
and same work.
那么四呢，是指的人的数字。
Four is a man's number.
所以讲到地呢，讲到地的四方。
It talks about the earth and the four corners of the earth.
三加上四告诉我们说神在人间成全他完全的工作。
Three plus four tells us that God is working among men.
所以神的灵他所做的工是成在地上要完成的 完全的工作。
So God's Spirit plus His work is to show the fulfillment of His work on earth.
神的工作是七盏的火灯。
So the work of God is seven flames of fire.
也告诉我们说神的灵呢带给人完全的照亮和启示。
Telling us that God's Spirit it will give us complete revelation and illumination.
In, 或者 enlightenment. 我们知道 我们每一个认识神工作的人，我们不是我们天然头脑可以学到的。
Every one of us who recognizes God's work is not something we learn of our natural man.
也不是人的教导，我的努力我可以得着的。
Nor from the teaching of men or our efforts.
这是圣灵在我们里面的照亮。
This is the enlightening of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们中间最近有一位啊出信的姊妹，她大概得救两年。
Among us, we have a sister who was just saved about 2 years.
她上基要真理课。
She came to a basic truth class.
讲到父神和子神。
So we were talking about God the Father and God the Son.
她有一天跟我交通了。
So one day she shared with me.
听完了我还是不懂，真是不懂。
She says, Brother Paul, I still don't understand after these lessons.
怎么神和他的儿子，那是母亲在哪里呢？
So she says, God the Father, God the Son, where's the mom?
我们讲那个父和子是为着我们能够领会的，父是生命的源头，子是生命的发表，他还是不懂。
So I was trying to explain to him that in our language, God is the source of our life and the Son is the expression of that life.
他就每天
she still did not understand.
他就每天在主面前祷告。
So every day she prayed before the Lord.
她说主啊，我真是很笨啊，我真的不懂啊。
She says, Lord, I am so slow, I just don't understand.
她跟我讲，她说有一天早上
But one morning,
她醒来祷告的时候
When she woke up and prayed,
她一开口赞美
She started to praise.
忽然之间里面亮了
Suddenly, she got the enlightenment from the Lord.
她说伯弟兄，我还是说不出道理来。
She says, Brother Paul, I still don't
但是我没问题了。
That's okay, I got it.
父就是父，子就是子，他们之间关系我一点问题都没有了。
God is God and the Son is Son, but the relationship between them, I'm okay with.
而且我喜乐的不得了。
And I'm so happy.
我们也可以看得出来，他的生活、祷告、侍奉都不一样了。
They were able to see that her prayer, her daily life, the service, all changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是谁做的呢
？Who did it?
是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
他是七盏火灯。
Seven flames of fire.
他来了就照亮。
He came and he enlightened.
他来了就启示。
And revealed to us.
读圣经就是这么回事。
That's how it is when you read the Bible.
你刚开始读是读不进去的。
At the beginning, you don't understand.
读圣经的时候，我们读进去了，我们也不明白。
And after you read the Bible, you still don't understand.
我们到主面前来祷告。
We come before him to pray.
圣灵是真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the.
其中的一个意义就是他是圣经的作者。
The other meaning is that he is the author of the scripture.
所以你得着他的工作在你身上显出来，就照亮了。
When you receive him and his work is revealed, then it shines to you.
我们可能还说不出来，讲不出个理，别人也听不懂，但是我得着了。这是确定的。
Maybe you cannot verbalize it in a way that people can clear, but in your heart you know that you got it.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要圣灵。
How we need the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来照亮和启示。
The Holy Spirit comes to illuminate and to reveal.
而且他说就是神的七灵。
And it says this is the seven spirits.
我们昨天讲到灵神呢，就是父和子里面的灵，他的生命。
We said already yesterday that the Spirit of God is the Spirit within God in the Son.
这也告诉我们说，圣灵来了，就把神里面的完全的生命带到我们里面来。
Meaning that when Holy Spirit comes, it brings to us the perfect life of God the Father.
重生得救就是这么回事。
This is what it is when we are born again.
我传福音很多年。
I've shared the gospel for many years.
我碰过很多很热心想要信主的朋友。
I've met many believers or friends that are very fervent in believing.
他们也得着好多西方弟兄姊妹们的帮助，带他们郊游，带他们活动，带他们参加讲习会。听了所有的，但是他们说，我们好像在玻璃门外面看你们活动。
And they were brought to a lot of different Christian activities, and from other Western brothers and sisters, but for them, when they see us, they say that it's as if they are standing outside a glass window looking at us inside.
另外一个，后来他信了主是个弟兄，他讲的更传神。
Another brother who later became who knew the Lord afterward gave us a better description.
他说伯弟兄，我以前听到啊，叫做隔靴搔痒。
He says, brother boy, in the past when I listen to the messages, it's as if I'm scratching my leg outside of my boots.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，为什么？
Why?
因为没有圣。
Because there's no Holy Spirit.
有纯正的道理。
There's a pure truth.
有热切的友情和爱心。
A lot of fervent love.
但是没有圣。
Without the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，奉差遣往普天下去的，就是神的七灵。
We thank the Lord, the one that is sent into all the earth is the seven spirits of God.
他能把这个生命带到预备好向他开门的人的心里面。
He will bring this life to those who are prepared to open their hearts to God.
那么第五章里面
，In chapter five，
给我们看见主耶稣复活升天，达到宝座前。
We see the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven and came before the throne.
他受膏得着了神的七灵。
With his anointing, he received the seven spirits.
而这个七灵呢，他说有七角七眼。
Here it says seven horns and seven eyes also are there.
这告诉我们说，神的能力做工了，不，神的灵做工的时候，那个角说出他完全的能力和得胜。
When the Holy Spirit is working, the horn tells of his complete, overcoming power.
好，弟兄姊妹们。在地上教会往前
On earth when the church goes forward,
遇见各式各样仇敌的拦阻诡计和攻击
and faces all kinds of hindrances and wickedness and attacks of the enemy.
如果我们只靠着自己的微小的力量
if by our own very little strength,
没有一个人站立得住
no one can stand firm.
不要说仇敌的攻击
Not to speak of the attack of the enemy.
仇敌一点点的试探，一点的引诱，你站得住吗
？A little bit of a temptation by the enemy. Can you stand?
亚当没有站住。
Adam did not.
弟兄姊妹，所有的人都没有站住。
Nobody could stand.
我们有一点生命经历就可以，我们一定会承认。
For those who have a little bit of life experience, we have to admit.
如果靠着我自己。
By my own strength.
仇敌来一点小试探，一考就倒。
With a little bit of a temptation by the enemy, I will fail.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你是不是这样呢
？Have you got in the power as well as the life of Christ?
不仅七角，而且他还有七眼。
Not only seven horns, but also seven eyes.
这眼睛是明亮的视觉。
The eyes is the sense that help us to see light.
讲到圣灵啊，对万有。都在他的眼中都是赤路敞开的完全的见察
saying to us that everything is open to the Holy Spirit nothing is hidden from him
而且是完全的知识
his complete knowledge
弟兄姊妹今天很多环境呢我们可以看见表面的现象
in a lot of our surroundings we see the superficial side
我们根本不知道它后面发生什么事情
and we fail to see what's behind them
如果你听新闻了你就被误导了
If you listen to the news, a lot of times you will be tricked.
前几个礼拜，我跟 Andrew 弟兄给我打电话。
Several weeks ago, I was on the phone with Brother Andrew.
我跟他开玩笑说，你们 Minnesota 现在全世界出名了。
So now you
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota is very famous to all the world now.
啊，我好多在远东的弟兄姊妹写 email 短信给我说啊，哎呀，你们那里好危险啊。
And so a lot of brothers and sisters from the
side
of India send me emails or texts and say, wow, you guys are in a very dangerous place. This is terrible.
我们看新闻。
When you look at the news.
我们就以为呢美国是一个非常可怕的社会。
And people give the impression that the USA is a terrible society.
充满了歧视充满了仇恨充满了暴力充满了各种污秽的事物。确实是我们承认。
And we admit it's full of racial prejudices and violence. Yes, we admit that this is true also.
所以今天那个被杀的人， 他就是英雄，他就是完人，他是了不起，人类的模范，是不是呢？
And the person who got murdered, he is our model, he is the hero of the society. Is that true?
如果我们看新闻，看到这些人去跪在那里，好像他们这就是他们的模范，他们在那里哀悼。
And if you look at the social media, you see all of these politicians kneeling before this corpse, and do you say that he is our example?
谁能让我们看见真相？
Who will allow us to see the true fact?
神的儿女们能够不被仇敌玩弄和欺骗，需要圣灵在里面帮助。
In order for God's children not to be deceived by the enemy, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以他有七眼。
Therefore, he has seven eyes.
表明神他完全的鉴察与知识。
Meaning God's complete examination and knowledge.
那么再说到他是七灵。
As we go forward.
啊，在第五章的第六节又说到他是七灵。
In 5, 6, and 7, we talk about him as seven spirits.
5, 6. 那个七灵啊，就告诉我们说，圣灵来了，不仅带来完全的生命，带来了他的性情和他的一切。
Perfect life and all that he is, he brings to us in the seven spirits.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣灵他的本身。
This is the very nature of the Holy Spirit.
现在他要开始到地上来做工。
Now he starts to come to earth to work.
我们在讲啊，这不是说他在五旬节那一天圣灵才在地上做工。
We know that it doesn't mean that only at the time of Pentecost the Holy Spirit came to work.
我们在创世纪第一章就看见神的灵呢，在神恢复这个地的时候就在做工。
We see in Genesis 1 that when God is recovering his earth, the Holy Spirit is already working.
但是现在这个工作是一个新的阶段，是一个全新的祝福。
Now the Holy Spirit is working in a new time and blessing of his work.
这位圣灵被差遣往普天下去。
The Spirit of God is being sent to all the earth.
所以我们说圣灵呢，在神格中来负责在普天下执行神的旨意。
And so the Holy Spirit is to be sent out to execute God's will to all the earth.
来完成神的工作。
And to complete God's will.
但是我们要留意，不是他自己起义的。
But please pay attention that he did not initiate this.
他是奉差遣的。
He was the sent one.
是父神把七灵赐给了主耶稣。
God the Father gave the seven spirits to the Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣就差遣他。
And the Lord Jesus sent him.
主耶稣就把他浇灌下来。
The Lord Jesus was outpoured out.
圣灵从不自己主动的。啊。所以我们讲到圣灵的工作就是神的工作。
So we're able to see that the Holy Spirit will never initiate by himself and that his work is really the work of God.
这个在神的工作中啊，显出父子圣灵之间的合一。
In this work of God, it shows the oneness of the work of the Trinity.
他们中间的次序。
Their order.
他们之间的和谐。
And their harmony.
他们中间工作的美丽。
As well as how beautiful their work is.
所以现在呢，全地。
Now the whole earth.
神的工作是由圣灵来掌管。
All of the work on earth is in the control of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这是我们今天的第一段啊。啊，就如果 Samuel 弟兄啊，可以给我们昨天我给的那个 slide 今天的这纲要第一段啊。
So from the slide from yesterday, we finished the first section.
好，圣灵在普天下执行神的旨意。
The Holy Spirit administers and completes God's work on the earth.
来完成神的工作。
He fulfills.Page down, please, Samuel.
成全神的目的。
He fulfills God's purpose.
我们在这里讲到他的工作的各方各面。
Here we see all of the aspects of God's work.
我们知道神的目的就神的旨意就是圣灵的旨意。
God's will is also the will of the Holy Spirit.
父神的目的就是圣灵的目的。
The purpose of God is also the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
神的法则就是圣灵的法则。
The method by which God works is the same for the Holy Spirit.
神的道路就是圣灵今天带我们走的道路。
The will of God is also the path that the Holy Spirit is bringing us to walk.
那么接下来我们要和弟兄姊妹交通。
Now, next point.
圣灵在每一个信徒身上个人的工作是什么？
Page down, please.In the individual, the most important and purpose of the Holy Spirit is to conform us to the image of the Son of God.
他最主要的工作和目的是要得着我们把每一个人磨成神儿子的模样。
The most important and purpose of the Holy Spirit is to conform us to the image of the Son of God.
并且叫我们得荣耀。
We will be glorified in Him.
这一段圣经我们稍微读一下好不好？
Let's go into the scripture, please.
罗马书第八章
Romans 8
我们从第26节读到30节
We'll read verse 26 to 30
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们本不晓得当怎样祷告只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告
And in like manner, the Spirit joins also its help to our weakness. But we do not know what we should pray for as is fitting. But the Spirit itself makes intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Oh, I lost my place.
第二十七节。
But he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for saints according to God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
28 and 29But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Because whom He has foreknown, He has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He should be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Verse 30. But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called. And whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
在我进入这个主题的细节之前
Before I go into the more detailed
point, 我先要讲一下圣灵在全地最主要的工作它有两方面的表现
There are two aspects.Of the most important work of the Holy Spirit in all the earth.
我们知道圣灵他掌管全地。
We know the Holy Spirit is the control of the whole earth.
特别是在神的儿女们的心中，在教会里。
Especially in the hearts of God's children in the church.
圣灵的工作，我们可以说是他有多样的诸般的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit is manifold.
比如说，如果我们要聚会
For example, if we are to have an assembly,
我们要领诗，我们有人要司琴。
We have a song leader, we have a pianist.
我们知道领诗和司琴可能都需要一点肉身的音乐的训练。
For the song leader and the pianist, you need to have some kind of a physical training.
但是光有这个音乐的训练
But only with this musical training.
我们弹了诗歌是不是就是圣灵的工作呢？
The hymn that you play, is that the work of the Holy Spirit?
不一定的。
Not necessarily.
必须要那个服侍的人，他里面是被圣灵充满，被圣灵推动的。
The person who is serving must be filled and motivated by the Holy Spirit.
你我可能有这个经历。
You and I maybe have that experience.
有的时候我们感觉自己真是体力也不行，心力也不够的时候。
Sometimes when we feel physically very tired and emotionally very drained.
我们跟主说主啊这个服事除非你做我是无依无靠的。
And we say, Lord, unless you do it, I totally am helpless.
结果我们领诗别人就说今天你好像换了个人似的。
And so you started to lead the singing. And then at the end, people would say, what happened to you?
这个琴的声音
You look like as if you've changed.
这个琴的声音一响我就感觉主的同在。
When the piano started, I felt God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，那是什么呢？
What is that?
那个叫做圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们用在生活中的各方各面。
We can apply this in all of our practical life.
这是圣灵诸般的工作，零零星星的工作。
This is the manifold work of the Holy Spirit in very many different fragments.
那么圣灵做这些工作，它主要的目的是什么呢？
So what is the main purpose that Holy Spirit is working this way?
所以我们刚才读罗马书第八章啊。
So right now in Romans 8.
他说呢，是按着神的旨意，我们这一般人被造了。
That we are called according to the will of God.
这个旨意里面有神的目的。
And in this will, it contains God's purpose.
啊，原来那个旨意应该讲到 the purpose of God.
The purpose of God.
那个目的是什么呢？
What is that?
就是要把我们做成像主耶稣基督的模样。
That we are to be conformed like Christ.
我想对弟兄姊妹，这不是新鲜的道理，大家都天天都在说，都在祷告的。
I'm sure this is nothing new to you.
就是基督的性格成型在我的生命的里面。
That the very character of Christ is taking form in my life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵在每一个蒙恩得救人身上最主要的工作和目的。
This is the most major work of the Holy Spirit in all of our lives.
为什么要叫我们磨成神儿子的形象呢？
Why is it that He wants to conform us to Christ?
因为只有那个形象才是荣耀的。
Because only in that image is glorious.
啊，我们才能够得荣耀。
That we can be glorified.
你我如果带着我自己现在这个样子去到天上，天上就没有荣耀了。
If you and I bring our own human image to heaven, then there's no glory in heaven.
啊，因为人的美貌啊，都像草和花一样的，那个荣耀一下就过去了。
Because the image of man is like the grass and the flower, it will go away very quickly.
但是圣灵在你我的生命里面把基督的性格组织出来了。
But when the Holy Spirit constitutes the very character and nature of Christ in us,
那个叫做荣耀。
That's glorious.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，圣灵做这样工作那样工在我们的身上，是为着叫我们得生命的。
The Holy Spirit works this way and that way in us is to enable us to gain life.
这个生命是叫我们啊得着基督的，表现基督的。
And this life is to help us to show and express our Christ.
所以在教会中啊，我们不要说哎你还是老样子。
So in the church among gathering, we should not call each other, we are looking the same way.
老样子告诉我们说我们没有荣耀。
The old self shows that we have no glory.
我们应该说啊，哎呀你不一样了。
We should say in turn, you've changed.
你怎么不一样我也说不上来，因为你外面还是你那个样子。
I can't say exactly how, but outwardly you're the same, but I know you've changed.
但是你说话不一样了。
But when you speak, you're different.
还是同样的话。
Same words.
里面的态度不一样。
But the attitude changed.
那是基督。
That's Christ.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是非常实际的。
This is very practical.
你我有没有开始经历这些事情？
Have you and I started to experience this?
圣灵只要摸我们一下，别人就说，哎，这个人不一样。
When the Holy Spirit slightly touched us, then people can sense that we are different.
有的时候是我生病了，哎，我就开始谦卑了，别人说，哎，你不一样了。
Maybe through a sickness, you start to be more humble. People can sense that you are different.
好，弟兄姊妹们，圣灵他工作永远是向着那个目的去的。
The Holy Spirit's work is always toward that purpose.
但是如果我们不认识这个目的，
But if we fail to know this purpose,
我们只想享受圣灵在我身上工作带给我的释放快乐和，对不起啊，我要用世俗的话来讲，叫我高昂嗨一下。
And if we only sit back and enjoy and appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit in us to give me the joy and the human high.
弟兄姊妹们，因为圣灵啊，他喜欢隐藏他的自己。
The Holy Spirit enjoys hiding himself.
他是非常温柔的。
He's very gentle.
啊，他看见我们不认识他的目的，他就隐藏他的自己。
Once he sees that we have failed to understand his purpose, he will hide himself.
他从不勉强我们。
He never forces us.
他就让我们去追求 high.
He allows us to go ahead and seek your high.
结果我们一生的追求都达不到神要给我们的荣耀。
As a result, our pursuit of our whole life will not allow us to gain the glory that He has destined us to have.
我们觉得很可惜啊。
This is very unfortunate.
我在年轻的时候，我们有圣灵的经历。
When we were young, we had experience of the Holy Spirit.
有灵恩的经历。
We had experiences of spiritual blessings.
道理啊，我们应该是这样子帮得到这么好的帮助，应该生命成熟了。
Supposedly, if we have such blessings, our life should be more mature.
应该更像基督了。
We should be more like Christ.
结果呢，他到了那个点上面，以后的几十年都是那个样子。 那真是老样子了。
But as a result, after many years of the same kind of pursuit, we haven't changed.
那就定型了。
Then we are set in a way.
所以不认识圣灵的工作和目的，特别是他的目的的时候。
Especially if we fail to understand the work, and especially if we fail to understand His purpose.
我们天天就追求那个经历。
Every day you pursue after that experience.
但是圣灵已经不做了，因为你现在需要另外一方面的经历了。
And the Holy Spirit stopped because He knows that you need to be experienced another aspect.
那我还要怎么办呢？
But if I still want it.
圣灵不做，我们就自己做。
If the Holy Spirit stopped, we want to try to make it ourselves.
叫做人造的。
So we make it man-made.
我看见多少人造的基督徒，爱主的基督徒。
I see a lot of Christians who love the Lord to do a lot of man-made things.
如果我们尝过主同在的滋味，
If you have tasted of the presence of God.
认识神的工作。
And recognize God's work.
我们知道圣灵是神的手。
And you know the Holy Spirit is the hand of God.
我们要敬畏我们的主。
We need to fear our Lord.
我们也求主释放他的儿女从自己 偏差的观念和个人倾向里面出来。
We need to ask the Lord to liberate us from our own personal deviation and expectations.
那么圣灵呢，不仅在个人身上做完全的工作。
Not only the Holy Spirit do His work of perfection in individual life.
圣灵有一个更大的、更荣耀的目的。
The Holy Spirit has a greater and more glorious purpose.
那个其实是圣灵打发到普天下。 最重要而且终极的目的。
And this is the most glorious and ultimate purpose of the Holy Spirit being sent to earth.
就是要得着教会。
That is, He is to gain the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是一个人。
It's a person.
我们今天各地的聚会。
Our different local assemblies.
是把那个身体的一把它活出来，把它见证出来。
Is to live and testify of the oneness of the body.
建教会也是神的家。
The church is also the house of God.
是神的房屋居所。
It's the dwelling place of God.
谁来住呢？
Who is living there?
今天是圣灵住在我们中间。
The Holy Spirit should be living there.
所以今天当我们一起聚会的时候，
So as we're gathering together,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们现在肉身虽然不能够在一起，
Although physically we cannot be together.
但是我们在线上见面。
As we're meeting each other online.
我们一起唱诗，一起祷告，一起交通。
We sing, pray, fellowship.
我自己是确实的知道。
I know it for sure myself.
主的同在在每一个人的里面。
The presence of God is within each individual.
主的同在在我们的中间。
And His presence is among us.
那么神为什么要得着他的家，为基督得着身体呢？
Why is it the Holy Spirit wants to gain his body of Christ, his church to be the body of Christ?
当然，今天呢，是向世人表明耶稣的见证是什么。
Of course, to the world, we are to show forth what is the testimony of Jesus.
但是他的目的啊，
But the purpose
是要成全教会，成为基督的妻子和羔羊的心腹。
Is to perfect the church to become the bride of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们聚会没有看见这个点，
If we gather and we fail to see this point,
所以今天有些神儿女们的聚会呢，叫做神医教会。
So we have some Pentecostal gathering, they call themselves the Church of Divine Healing.
有些聚会呢，叫做灵恩教会。
And they have a church of different gifts.
就charismatics。 有些神的儿女们呢，这个聚会变成圣经讲座。
And some of the gatherings are the teachings of a Bible teaching.
弟兄姊妹们，当然这些都是好的。
Of course these are good.
但是这些只是方法，只是路上面的一个风景而已。
But these are just sidelines on the way.
真正主圣灵在这里要得着的是成全心腹。
What ultimately want the Holy Spirit is to gain is to perfect the bride.
我想这两个目的哈，我们要把它合在一起。
As we put together these two purposes.
神的工作在以西结书里面看见，以西结看见了四活物两边的有一个可高而可畏的轮子。
And in the book of Ezekiel, we see the two wheels that is among the beasts, the living beasts.
这四个轮子，那个轮子是轮中套轮。
And these wheels are wheels within the wheel.
是一圈又一圈的。
The spokes one after another.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里，我只是引用它哈。
I'm just applying it.
我们明白神在我个人身上，他要做的工的目的。
If we understand the work of the Holy Spirit in the purpose in an individual life,
我来顺服，来爱慕，来顺服圣灵。
I desire and obey the Holy Spirit.
然后我被摆在神的家中。
And I'm placed in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，越多弟兄姊妹爱慕，被磨成神儿子的形象。
The more brothers and sisters desire.To be conformed to the image of Christ.
那么我们在一起聚会的时候
，as we gather together in a meeting,
弟兄姊妹，那神的家的实际就多一点。
Then there'll be more of the reality of the house of God.
若是我们聚会真的是为着神在我们中间得着安息
，if our gathering place is to meet so that God can have His rest among us,
我们在神家中那个教会的生活。
Then our church life in the family of God.
我们在教会中彼此配搭的服事。
And as we collaborate together in our service.
就成为我们个人生命长进的一个教具，一个环境。
Becomes a teaching tool of our service.
啊，所以呢，若是我们只明白神对个人的心意，我们离开教会。
But if we only understand the purpose of God in our own personal life, but we leave the church,
圣灵就没有办法在你我身上成全我们，使我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Then there's no way for the Holy Spirit to conform us into the image of the Son of God if we're not with the church.
你我可能被成全成为一个天主教的圣人，
那个
修道士。
We may become maybe just a monk or just a in the Catholic church, but it's not what God wants.
弟兄姊妹们，神要的是在基督身体上的好的肢体。
What God wants is a good member in the body of Christ.
但若是我们只知道啊，神要一个基督的身体，我们就努力的去做一个新约教会。
But if we only know this one part that we want to be a good member of the body of Christ, and that is the New Testament church.
做什么我们都有一套规矩。
And we have a set rules for everything that we do.
我发现还有人教我们该怎么祷告。
Some people even teach another person how to pray.
教小朋友。
They teach the children.
他五六岁就开始教。
And the child is only 5 and 6 years old. He's starting to be taught.
唱诗歌，你把那个歌词拿来读一遍，变成你的祷告。
You need to read the words of the song that becomes your prayer.
那个是机械式的。
That's very mechanical.
那个是人工的。
And manual.
没有圣灵。他的生命不会成熟。
Without the Holy Spirit, that life cannot be mature.
即便教会的真理、道理都是对的。
Even though the teachings and the truth are all correct.
但是那个做出来的聚会是一个人造的教会，不是圣灵的工作。
But that kind of a meeting, what it comes out is a very manual, mechanical one, and not the work of God.
今天神儿女们属灵的贫穷、荒凉，都是在这个点上面出了问题。
Today, the fact that we are very impoverished in our Christian walk is because we have problem over this point.
不是因为人不爱主，或者是不热心。
It's not that man doesn't love God, nor is it because we are not fervent.
而是我们不认识圣灵，他在带领我们做神的工，达到神的目的。
But that we fail to realize.The work of the Holy Spirit in accomplishing God's purpose.
我交通完这两个点哈。
Now after these two points.
我想这两个点呢是彼此这个相辅相成，缺一不可的。
These two points are cannot be missed and must be understood together.
所以在经历上面，它像轮中套轮，越来越扩大。
Experientially, it's like what the spoke one after another, it goes bigger and bigger.
直到神的行动在地上。达到了他的目的。
Until the movement of God is accomplished to its purpose.
那么我们要来讲到圣灵怎么在圣徒个人身上 做工。
So let's share about how does the Holy Spirit works in individual lives.
我想整本圣经呢，你用这个题目，你都可以看见主给我们的亮光和教导。
Using this topic, we can see throughout the Bible a lot of teachings.
但是今天呢，我们特别只把它限制在罗马书第八章二十六节到三十节这几句话。
But today we will only focus on Romans 8:26-30.
我们要被磨成神儿子的形象，我们不知道该怎么祷告。
If we are to be conformed into the image of the Son of God, we don't know how to pray.
保罗说呢，我们有一个软弱。
Paul says we have a weakness.
这个软弱就是我们本来不知道该怎么样照着神的旨意来祷告。
That is, we don't know how to pray according to God's purpose.
圣灵就会为我们祷告。
The Spirit will pray for us.
我举一个例子，这是斯莱克弟兄讲的他自己的经历。
I'll give an example from Brother Sparks.
他当然是一个认识神旨意、认识神工作法则的人。
He's a person who knows God's will and the way that God works.
在他们聚会里面有一个年轻弟兄。
In his gathering, there was a young brother.
被主复兴了。
He was revived.
他真想要像主耶稣。
He wants to be very much.
他真想好好爱主。
He wants to love the Lord.
想照着主的样式来侍奉主。
And serve according to God's
will. 所以有一天呢，聚完会他就找斯百克弟兄交通。
One day after the meeting, he looked up Brother Sparks to share.
他说：“弟兄啊。
”He says, "Brother."
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
求主啊，让我谦卑。
May the Lord help me to be humble.
求主啊，让我有忍耐。
So that I have patience.
斯拉就看着他，就好像主耶稣看着那个少年官，很爱他，因为他有心了、啊。
And so Brother Sparks look at this young man, just like the Lord Jesus looking at the young rich man, knowing that he has a heart.
他说：“好好好，马上就去，我们两个就找个房间跪下来为你祷告。”
Immediately, Brother Sparks says, "Oh, sure, let's pray together." So they looked up a room to pray.
那个年轻弟兄就先祷告。
The young brother started to pray.
哦，主啊，我要好好侍奉你，我真是求你给我一个像你一样的谦卑。
He says, Lord, I really want to serve you, so give me your humility.
像你一样那样的忍耐。
I want to have more patience.
我们还唱一首诗歌，像主那样的温柔。
Want to be as gentle as you.
像主那样的甘甜，这都是我们的祷告，对不对
？To be as sweet as you, this is our prayer.
这祷告已经很好了。
And this is a good prayer.
但是。他祷告完了，斯百克弟兄就开始祷告。
Well, the young man finished, Brother Spock started to pray.
他说：“主啊，感谢你。
”He says, "Lord, I thank you."
你把爱慕你的心呢，赐给了我们年轻的弟兄。
You give a desire to a young brother.
他盼望有你的谦卑。
He wants to have your gentleness and meekness.
所以从今天开始，求你让他不住的失败。
So from this day on, so allow him to constantly fail.
让他跌个大跟头。
Have him really fall.
跌跤跌得他自己抬不起头来。
Fall to the point that he cannot lift up his head.
他还求忍耐。
He also asks for patience.
所以求你把一个难办的弟兄带到他身边。
Please bring to him a troubled brother.
给他很多痛苦。
Give him a lot of suffering.
对付他。
Deal with him.
他还没祷告完，这个弟兄就张开眼睛拉住斯百克弟兄，不要祷告了。
So before Brother Stark finished, this young brother, grab onto brother and says, "Stop praying."
你怎么这样祷告呢？我要谦卑，你叫你跟主说要我失败，要我跌倒。
I ask for humility, and you pray that I will fall. Why?
我要忍耐。你不是告诉主说，主啊，这个年轻人要忍耐，你就多多把忍耐给他好了。为什么要我得着难处呢
？I ask for patience. So why is it that you pray that I have difficulties?
斯百克弟兄就笑眯眯地跟他讲。
So with a smile, Brother Sparks.
不是我这样祷告，是圣灵教我这样祷告。
He said, "I didn't pray this, but the Holy Spirit told me to."
因为保罗也告诉我们说，患难生忍耐。
That in times of tribulation, we will have patience.
忍耐生老练。
And patience more endurance.
我刚才祷告的只是小小的几个患难，就是为了得着忍耐嘛。
And these sufferings that I pray will also allow you to have patience.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我这样讲，大家是不是能够领会一点
？Do you get it?
我们真的不会祷告。
We really don't know how to pray.
我们都祷告那个光鲜的那个结果。
We pray for that glamorous result.
但是那个路程我们不要。
But we don't want the process.
所以今天我们讲了很多基督徒会讲道，但是不走路。
So a lot of times you say many Christians they know how to preach but they don't walk it.
但是圣灵带我们，他是实在的灵，他是真理的灵， 他必须在我们身上做实在的工作。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He will for sure do the work of truth among us.
但是圣灵为我们这样祷告的时候
，When the Holy Spirit prays for us this way,
他是用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
He prays with groanings which cannot be uttered.
我记得我三十几岁的时候
，In my thirties,
满腔热忱要好好侍奉主。
I was very zealous in wanting to serve.
哎，我到了一个中国华人很多的大城市里面。
I went to a city with a lot of Asians.
我就急得不得了。
I was very anxious.
每个礼拜跟年长同工讲，我到那里去开工，我到那里传福音，他们都不说话，坐在那里都是闭着嘴巴，闭着眼睛。
I told the elderly brother I want to go to this place to share the gospel. I want to share with them, and the elderly brother just sat there with nothing to say.
这样磨了好几年了，苦得要命。
For several years, it was very painful.
有一次我就到一个年长同工的家里，想要诉诉苦。
One time I went to an elderly brother's home to start to complain.
我说呢，主给他的儿女最好的装备，但是呢，弟兄姊妹说你不能去打仗。
I said the Lord has given us the best preparation to fight, but then we've been told that we cannot fight.
所以我很痛苦，坐在他家说不出话来。
So I was really painful, and I have no words to express myself.
那个弟兄啊，笑眯眯的说：“你听见叹息的声音了没有？”
And the brother with a very smile, he says, "Have you heard the groaning?"
我说：“谁叹息啊？”
I said, "Who's groaning?"
我说：“我听见我自己叹息。”
I said, "I hear myself groaning."
他说：“我不是说这个。”
He says, "I'm not referring to this."
你有没有听见圣灵在环境中，在你心里面叹息？
He says, "Can you hear?" The Holy Spirit in the surrounding, groaning away.
那一天我忽然醒过来。
That day I suddenly realized.
原来那个环境是圣灵的工作。
My surroundings was the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的手要加在我的身上。
It's the hand of God upon me.
但是我一直推开它。
But I keep on pushing it back.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我明白，圣灵是要把上好的给我们。
If you and I understand that the Holy Spirit is to give us the very best,
而且他所求的，他所安排的，都是对我最贴切的。
What he asks and arranges is the most intimate to me.
啊，这个贴切哈，用今天人的话来讲，叫量身定做的。
It's totally measured according to my measurement.
啊，我们不要问了，为什么他你对他是那样，对我是这样。
We cannot ask why is that you are this to him and you do it the other way to me.
啊，如果你看见圣灵的目的，也看见圣灵是神的手。
If you see the Holy Spirit's purpose and the Holy Spirit is God's hand.
本来我们满肚子问主啊，不公平，为什么你对他那样，为什么对我这样
？Originally, you have all these questions and complaints about why me, why not?
现在我们呢就不这样问。
Now we no longer ask this way.
我们跟主说，主啊，我是蒙爱的，谢谢。
The Lord, I am beloved. I thank you.
圣灵就是神大能的手。
The Holy Spirit is the mighty hand of God.
他为我们安排、预备好一切的环境。
Preparing, planning all of our surroundings.
啊，好使我们能够从环境中学功课，得益处。
So that from our surroundings we can learn the lesson to gain the benefit.
我们知道彼得在这个点上，在他年老的时候，他学会了。
The aged Peter, when he was old, he learned this.
所以在彼得前书第五章里面
，In First Peter 5,
他告诉我们说，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。第五章第六节。
First Peter 5:6 says we need to be bind on humility towards one another.
第五章第六节。
Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们看见这个神大能的手就是圣灵。
The mighty hand of God is the Holy Spirit.
我们记得在约翰福音二十一章啊。
In John 21.
在提比利亚的海边，主用炭火鱼饼服侍了彼得。
By the Sea of Tiberias, the Lord Jesus served Peter with the coals of fire and fish and bread.
然后彼得吃饱了，全身都温暖了。主耶稣就问彼得。
After Peter was fed and warm all over, the Lord Jesus asked Peter.
三次，对不对
？Three times, remember?
彼得，彼得，你爱我 胜过比这些更多吗？
Three times the Lord says, Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these?
彼得说，主，你知道我爱你。
Peter says, Lord, you know I love you.
最后，彼得忧愁了。
At the end, Simon was very sad.
主说，彼得，你跟从我。
The Lord says, Simon, come and follow me.
然后主就讲到彼得的未来，说预言。
So therefore, the Lord prophesied about the future of Peter.
你跟从我，你年轻的时候跟从我，是人，你自己束上带子，自由的往来。
When you were young, you gird yourself and walk wherever you want.
但是到你成熟的时候
，But when you're old,
人要用这个带子束上你，带你到你不想去的地方。
You stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you to the place where you do not want to go.
那是指着彼得要怎样死来荣耀神。
This is referring to how Peter was to die to glorify the Lord.
彼得到他晚年写彼得前书的时候
，When Peter wrote First Peter,
他已经学会了这个功课。
He learned this lesson.
他让圣灵在环境中做主。
He allowed the Holy Spirit to be Lord in his surroundings.
他不伸他自己的手。
He would not stretch out his own hand.
不说他自己的话。
Speak his own words.
不用他的聪明。
Nor his own intelligence.
不用他的情感。
His own emotions.
除非圣灵在里面做。
Unless it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道年轻的彼得，他听见主这样讲，他心里不是味道。
When a young Peter heard this, he felt bad.
他看见旁边的约翰就问主说，这人将来如何？
He looked at John after him and he asked the Lord Jesus, what shall this man do?
弟兄姊妹，若是你我真有一点跟随主的经历，
If you and I have a little bit of experience in following the Lord,
我承认我们常常问主说，为什么他那样？这人将来如何？为什么我要这样？
Many times we ask the Lord, what will this man do? How about myself?
啊，我们常常问主啊， why me? Why me?
We ask the Lord, why me? Why
你对他怎么那样子？
Why you?Treating him this way.
弟兄姊妹，这是神大能的手。
This is the mighty hand of God.
感谢神。
We thank him.
这个手安排的环境是向着目标去的。
This surroundings that have been prepared by the hand of God is towards that purpose.
因为他是按着神的旨意来安排环境。
Because he is arranging our environment according to God's will.
这个环境是为了叫你我服下来学属灵的功课。
And this environment will allow you to submit yourself to learn spiritual
lessons. 当我们这样顺服环境、顺服圣灵的时候
，When we submit under this way,
弟兄姊妹，那个目的就在我们身上逐渐的成型。
That purpose will come into form gradually.
就是我们的性格被磨成神儿子的形象。
That our character will be conformed to the image of His Son.
除了外面的环境以外。
Aside from the outward environment,
昨天我们讲到圣灵在我们里面。
Last night we said the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us.
所以使徒约翰把这个点讲得非常的清楚。
Therefore, the Apostle John explained this very clearly.
在约翰一书第二章第二十七节的里面。
In First John 2:27.
约翰告诉我们说，在环境中我们怎么学功课呢？
Telling us how to learn our lessons in our environment.
他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏住在你们心里。”
And this anointing is in your heart.
我们中文翻成常存在，他原来是说住在我们心里。
The original translation says it's abiding in you.
并不用人教导你们。
You have not need that anyone should teach you.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
But the same unction teaches you as to all things.
这恩膏是真的。
It's true.
他不说谎。
It's no lie.
但是我们知道要听真话不容易啊。
It's not easy to hear the truth.
啊，今天谎话呢，我们中文英文有一个叫做 white lie 啊，中文叫做善意的谎言。那个好听啊。
In terms of lie, there's a thing that we call a white lie because it sounds good.
因为那都体贴我的肉体的。
Because it sympathizes with my flesh.
圣灵在我们里面是说真话的。
The Holy Spirit in us speaks the truth.
它不是假的。
Not a fake.
约翰告诉我们说，我们除了接受环境以外
，aside from accepting our environment，
我们要按着恩膏的教训呢，住在主里面。
We are to abide in Him according to the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，先是圣灵住在我们里面。
Now we first have the abiding of the Holy Spirit.
若是我们得着圣灵的高油的教导。
If we receive the teaching of the unction,
我们肯顺服,
We're willing to obey.
每一次的顺服，我们就住在主里面。
Every obedience allows to abide in Him.
这个磨成神儿子形象，就是我们与主的联合，那个度量就越来越扩大。
And the conforming to the image of the Son of God, this union we have in Him, that capacity will gradually increase into a larger measure.
与主联合那个深度就越过越加深。
So the depth of the union with the Lord will also increase.
与主的交通就越过越熟悉，越过越亲密。
Our fellowship with Him will be more and more intimate as well as know each other's voices more.
一个人身上呢，认识了圣灵在我身上工作的目的。
As a person recognizes the purpose of the Holy Spirit's work in us,
弟兄姊妹，这个人就越来越安息。
This person will be more and more restful.
越来越柔和。
And more meek.
越来越谦卑。
More and more humble.
越来越喜乐。
And joyful.
弟兄姊妹，不再是皱着脸。
No longer with a big frown.
我们知道有人讲呢，那些认真的基督徒啊，都是神经兮兮的基督徒，那是走错路了。
Some people say those serious Christians are kind of crazy. That's the wrong way.
不是 nervous Christian.
Nervous Christian.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不是的。
No.
若是我们接受圣灵在我们身上的工作
，If you accept the work of the Holy Spirit in us,
弟兄姊妹，我们会得着非常奇妙的主那复活生命的联合在我们里面。
You'll receive this amazing union of the resurrected life in us.
那么还有一点时间，我们要讲第二个圣灵工作的那最终极的目的。
Now we want to talk about the ultimate purpose of God.
我们讲到了圣灵在全地上最终极的目的是要得着教会成为基督的心腹。
We already mentioned that the ultimate purpose of the will of the Holy Spirit is to gain the church to be the bride of Christ.
除非我们看见这个目的
Unless you see this purpose,
我们就没有办法脱离以个人为中心的追求
There's no way for you to depart this self-centeredness in a pursuit
弟兄姊妹很多追求圣灵的人都是以个人的满足个人为中心的一个追求那是很可惜的
It's very sad that a lot of the Christians pursue for their own self-centered satisfaction
除非我们认识圣灵要得着教会做基督的心腹
Unless you come to understand the Holy Spirit is to gain the church to be the bride of Christ
我们也没有办法脱离以个人兴趣以个人利益为中心的侍奉
There's no way that we can depart away from our own personal interest in our service
弟兄姊妹今天在教会侍奉中许多的难处都出在这个点上面
Today, a lot of problems in our church service come out of this point.
当我们认识了神借着圣灵要得着教会做基督的心腹
If we truly understand the ultimate work of the Holy Spirit is to gain the church to be the bride,
弟兄姊妹靠着圣灵的帮助
by the help of the Holy Spirit,
我们就能降服圣灵的带领
You'll submit under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们对弟兄姊妹我们就能彼此用谦卑束腰彼此降服
We have to gird our loins with humility and submit to each and one another
我认识几位美国的弟兄
I know of several western brothers
他们以前都是大有恩赐大有才干大有能力的牧师
In the past they are greatly gifted and powerful pastors
他们讲道非常受欢迎
Their preaching was very welcome.
传福音也非常吸引人。
Their evangelistic work was very attractive.
但是有一天主开了他们的眼睛。
But one day God opened up their eyes.
看见了主不是要得着一个一个很兴旺的聚会点而已。
But God does not only want to get these revived and refreshing gathering places in fragmented pieces.
圣灵有一个伟大的工作。
The Holy Spirit has a tremendous work.
要在每一个聚会里面得着那个心腹的实际。
That in each of these gatherings, he wants to gain the reality of the bride of Christ.
他们就去寻求帮助。
So they sought for help.
他们找到一位爱主侍奉主的年长的仆人。
They sought after an elderly brother.
他们到那个弟兄的家里面。
They went to his house.
他们像我们中国人一样，去拜师的。
They went and looked up the master.
你知道那些学武功的人呢、啊？ 觉得自己学到一个地步，好像到了瓶颈了，就找一个更好的师傅去拜师了。
Those kung fu people, if they see that they have already topped out in their skill, they will have to look up a kung fu master to get more training.
这些 martial art 的人，他们拜师，就是有的基督徒也很会去拜师的。
And so some Christians do the same way.
啊，他们两个就约好到那个老弟兄家去拜师。
So these two Western brother went to an elderly brother's home to get more fellowship.
在西方基督徒中间呢，他们很少这么谦卑的。
It's rare to see this among Western Christians.
他们到那个弟兄家，恭恭敬敬说：“我们以前学的只是皮毛，现在求你教导我们。”
Very reverently, they told the elderly brother that what they have learned in the past is very superficial.
他们讲完，
get more.
那个弟兄坐在那里啊，面无表情的。
And after they said this, this elderly brother said there was no emotion.
他们两个着急起来，就扑通两个就跪在他的面前。
And so these two Western brothers immediately knelt down on the floor.
这是他们亲自讲给我听的。
They told me themselves.
你知道那位年长弟兄怎么反应吗？
You know how the elderly brother reacted?
他立刻站起来跪在他们，跟他们一起跪下。
Immediately he knelt down together with the two.
他们说，我们都是主的学生。
He says, we are all his students.
我们都是圣灵手中的工作。
We are all in a we are the work of a hand of God.
感谢主把你带到我们，把你们带到我的面前，我们一起做学生。
He says, thank the Lord for bringing you two to my house. Together we are to be his students.
这个叫做看见。
This is revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，你我如果没有看见，
if we fail to see,
我们聚会人多一点，哎呀，高兴得不得了。都是主做的，其实是我做的。
When we see that the quantity increase, we get so happy. We feel that this is God's work, but really we think that this is also our effort.
因为人很难分得出来，是人的劳苦努力忍耐，还是圣灵在人身上的工作。
It's very hard to differentiate. Is it really out of my hard work or really the work of the Holy Spirit?
我们需要求主让我们看见圣灵工作的目的。
May the Lord open our eyes to see the purpose of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的服事啊，
therefore our service
是单纯的，
must be pure，
是诚实的，
and honest，
是清洁的，
and clean。
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个点非常非常的重要。
This point is utterly important.
不然呢，若是圣灵祝福了，确实是圣灵的工作。
Otherwise, even though the Holy Spirit blessed and it was His work.
最后被那些不认识圣灵工作的人变成了一个宗派。
Finally, it would turn out to be part of a religious thing.
Denomination.
A denomination for those who do not understand this.
弟兄姊妹们，宗派是怎么来的呢？
Where does denomination come from?
很多好的宗派开始的时候都是爱主的弟兄姊妹，真是圣灵的工作。
Many denominations from the beginning were really the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是最后呢，人为了要保持那个东西，它就变成了人的东西。
But later on, when people wanted just to contain that and to keep that, that became the work of man.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣灵是要为基督得着心腹。
The Holy Spirit is to gain the bride for Christ.
啊，我们读一点的经文。
Let's go into the scripture.
啊，在启示录第二十二章第十七节，昨天我们已经读过了。
Revelation 22:17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Revelation 22:17, and the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is athirst come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely.
我们看见在这里啊，圣灵和心腹被摆在一起。
The Holy Spirit and the Bride are placed together.
啊，所以新约时代圣灵在全地最主要的工作是得着教会成为基督的心腹。
So in the New Testament period, the most utterly important work of the Holy Spirit is that He is to gain the bride.
刚才我们读启示录第五章第六节。
Just now when we went to Revelation 5:7.
啊，讲到主受膏得着了七灵。
Telling the Lamb was anointed to receive the seven spirits.
这个七灵就是奉差遣往普天下去的。
And these seven spirits are sent into all the earth.
今天圣灵来了。
Today the Holy Spirit came.
就把父神和主耶稣基督的同在显明在奉耶稣的名聚会的地方。
Bring in the presence of God the Father and the Son to the people who are gathered in His name.
不仅有主的同在。
Not only we have God's presence.
而且圣灵还把神宝座中基督宝座上的权柄带到人间来。
The Holy Spirit also brings down the authority from the throne of God to men.
他来是代表父神。
He came to represent the Father.
他来是代表主耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ.
今天他在人间掌权。
And among men, he is reigning.
来建造并且治理教会。
To building up as well as to administer the church.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，人掌权是很可怕的。
On earth, when man is reigning, it's very frightening.
我们知道人里面不清洁。
In man, we have impurity.
人掌权呢，也是很痛苦的。
When man is sitting on a place of authority, it's a painful thing.
教会里面就不该有权柄了，不是的。
But does that mean that we should not have authority in the church?
而是圣灵带来基督的权柄。
But that the Holy Spirit brings in the authority of Christ.
所以我自己在侍奉中啊。
So in my own service.
碰见有好些聚会弟兄姊妹他们在受苦。
I see some brothers and sisters in different gatherings suffering.
因为聚会中有难处。
Because the problems in those gatherings.
难处不是事情。
The gatherings are not the items or matters.
难处是在人的身上。
But it's actually in man.
在人的观念里面。
In our concept.
在人的习惯里面。
Our habits.
在人的性格里面。
Our personality.
在人的喜好的里面。
Our interest.
在人的野心的里面。
And even our ambition.
弟兄姊妹们一直过不去。
For a long time, we can't get over it.
所以有些弟兄就讲，伯弟兄，我能不能搬家？
So brothers and brother, can I move?
也有人说，我自己也说，我在这环境受不了了，我想搬了，主啊，带我走。云柱快点起行了、啊、
And so other people as well as myself I said Lord allow me to move May the pillar of cloud get out and not so I can move
这个云柱就是不动
But then the pillar of cloud did not move
那怎么办呢
So what to do
也有弟兄姊妹讲说我们找一个外地来会讲道的我们不能讲他来讲
We'll look for somebody from out of town to come and speak so that people will hear because these people around me they don't listen to me
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的，特别是走主道路的聚会啊，常常有这种的现象。
Especially those gatherings who are walking on God's way, we have these phenomena.
弟兄姊妹，我们该怎么办
？What to do?
这个时候是回到宝座前。
We need to return back to the throne.
我自己年轻的时候碰到这些问题。
When I was young, I met these problems.
年长的弟兄常常告诉我说 ，He is on the throne.
The elderly brothers reminded me that he is on the throne.
我怎么知道主在宝座上呢
？How do I know that?
因为圣灵的同在还在这里。
Because the presence of the Holy Spirit is still here.
因为圣灵的同在在这里。
Because of it.
他的权柄就在这里。
His authority is here.
所以他不做事，表示时间还没有到。
If he is not working, that means the time is not yet.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一个认识和学习。
This is a very important understanding and learning.
不然基督徒啊，我们耐不住，我们就到处找路走。
Otherwise, we Christians get too impatient and try to find different ways to walk.
这里跑，那里跑。
We go here or there.
这里听，那里听。
We listen here and there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在知道，要听太容易了，要看太容易，一上网就什么地方都可以去了。
Nowadays, it's so easy to listen and to see because you go on internet.
我们到处跑，到处听了，就变得混乱，变得 confused, 迷惑。
When we go to too many places and listen to too many voices, we get very confused.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为不认识圣灵的目的。
Because we fail to understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵在环境中，在教会里面的工作。
Today, the work of the Holy Spirit in our surroundings and in the church
不仅是为着成全我们个人
is not just to edify the individual
更是为着建造基督的身体
but it's more to build up the body of Christ
所以圣徒被成全也就是身体被建造
So the edification of the saints is the building of the body
什么叫做圣徒被成全呢
What do we mean by the edification of the saints
就是我不仅是一个好的基督徒
Meaning not only am I a good Christian,
不仅是一个爱主的人,
not only one who loves the Lord,
我更是一个好的肢体,
I'm a good member.
好的肢体也不是自己说的,
not what I say for myself,
是弟兄姊妹说的,
but what others comment on me.
因为呢,弟兄姊妹的眼睛都是雪亮的,
because other people's eyes are very clear.
大家不说话就告诉我说我有问题了。
If people remain silent about me, that means I have a problem.
好的肢体哈。
A good member.
这是圣灵的工作。
It's work of the Holy Spirit.
你成为好的肢体你必定像基督。
If you are a good member, that means you must be like Christ.
这样我们才能说我们更多经历救恩的丰满。
Then we can say we can experience more of the abundance of the salvation.
这一段的经文呢，在哥林多前书第十二章十二节到十四节，或者我读一下。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:12.
保罗知道哥林多教会的问题在哪里。
Paul knows the problem of the Corinthian church.
他们不缺口才，不缺恩赐，也不缺知识。
They're very gifted in many ways.
也不缺爱心，就是情感上的爱心。
They don't lack in love.
但是他们不认识圣灵的目的。
But they don't understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章十二节到十四节。
First Corinthians 12:12-14.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For even as the body is one and has many members.But all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Verse 13, For also in the power of one spirit, we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and have all been given to drink of one spirit.
身子原不是一个肢体。乃是许多肢体。
For also the body is not one member but many.
我们看见五旬节的意义哈。
The meaning of Pentecost.
圣灵降临。
The coming of the Holy Spirit.
他那里记载说，好像有人大大的吹，用力的吹气，像大风一样，就充满了他们所在的房子。
As if there was a big breath like a wind filling that room.
那是圣灵的浸。
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
门徒们呢就被浸入了基督的身体。
The disciples were baptized into the body of Christ.
那就是教会的出生。
That is the birth of the church.
不仅圣灵在他们外面把他们浸在圣灵里。
Not only outwardly were they baptized into the body.
而且有火焰像舌头一样落在他们的身上，使他们被圣灵充满。
Flames of fire like tongues coming into each one of them personally.
那么这一个讲到圣灵在他们的里面
speaks of the Holy Spirit in them
这个经历是一个完整的经历
this is a complete experience
使他们呢接受基督是头来管理他们
meaning they accepted Christ as the head to control them
弟兄姊妹我们什么时候有基督是我的头是我的主的那个感觉什么时候我们才有身体的感觉
Whenever we realize that the Lord is my head and I am his body, that's when we have the sense that we are in the body of Christ.
如果每个人都觉得我的意见比别人的好，比别人的强，我们没有身体的感觉。
If each one of us think that my opinion is better and stronger than others, then we lack the sense of the body.
弟兄姊妹，没有身体的感觉，请原谅我这样讲，基督就不是你的头。
If we lack the sense of the body, forgive me for saying it, in that way, Christ is not your head.
这一方面的照亮啊，这一方面的启示非常非常的重要。
This enlightenment and revelation is utterly important.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
弟兄姊妹，而且我们要饮于一位圣灵。
We are to drink of one spirit.
圣灵成为教会全身的供应和滋润。
So that the Holy Spirit becomes the very supply and nourishment of the whole body.
这也是主耶稣讲说，我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝。
That's why the Lord says, my flesh can be eaten and my blood can be drank.
圣灵能够把基督成为我们的满足，成为我们的滋润。
The Holy Spirit can enable the Lord Jesus to be my food and my supply.
refreshment.弟兄姊妹，今天这岂不是非常真实吗？
This is very real for us today.
我们得着基督做我们的生命。
When Christ is our life.
这才是教会真正成长的原因。
This is the reason for the true growth of the church.
那么最后呢？
And last,
我们看见教会，圣灵在地上呢，最美、最重要的工作。
The most beautiful and important work of the Holy Spirit on earth.
就是成全教会。
Is to fulfill the church.
使教会成为预备好基督的心腹。
So that the church can be prepared to be the bride for Christ.
来参加羔羊的婚宴。
To attend the wedding feast of the Lamb.
啊，弟兄姊妹，教会啊，要成为羔羊的匹配。
When the church is to be betrothed to Christ.
啊，那个匹配啊，叫做什么 counterpart。
And she is to be the counterpart for Christ.
在创世纪第二章第十一节那里。
In Genesis 2:11.
第十八节。
First 18.
神说，那人独居不好。
It's not good that man should be alone.
我要为他造一个配偶。
I will make him a helpmate.
这个配偶说出什么呢？
What does the helpmate speak?
说出啊，我觉得创世纪第二十四章啊，亚伯拉罕的老仆人为以撒得着利百加是一个非常好的说明。
Genesis 24 telling us the old servant of Abraham going out to gain Rebekah for Isaac is a beautiful confirmation of this.
在创世纪第二十四章第四节里面。
In Genesis 24.
第四节
Verse 4,
亚伯拉罕对他的老仆人讲你要留意
And so here Abraham told the old servant you have to pay attention
你不可为我的儿子啊，在这里在迦南地啊，娶一个迦南的女子
You shall go to my land and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac
你翻译我讲
我是念第四节、
我不是念那个我在讲不要娶迦南地的女子。
Do not take the woman from the land of Canaan.
而你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
But go to my land to find a wife for my son.
那说出什么呢
？What does it say?
这一个妻要和以撒是同一个源头。
This wife must have the same source like Isaac.
同一个生命。
Same life.
同一个性情。
Same nature.
同一个喜好。
Same interest.
啊，弟兄姊妹，然后呢，还讲到哈、这个妻子啊，这个女孩子如果是，但是她不肯来，不肯到这个应许地。
If this woman is and yet she is unwilling to come to the promised land,
你也不要把她带来。
Don't bring her.
这告诉我们说，不仅在性情上面一样。
Telling us not only she must be the same in nature.
而且他们要。在人生中同一个目的
But they have to have the same purpose in life,
同一个道路
the same way,
同一个命运
same destiny,
同一个荣耀的结局
and the same glorious end.
然后这个老仆人到了这个哈兰地
So the old servant went to the land of Haran.
他在向神祷告说神啊求你让我遇见好机会
So he prayed to God for God to give him a good opportunity
遇见一个合适的女子
To find a fitting young lady
我再加一个条件
And one more
我带了这么一群骆驼来
With all these camels I have with me
我向哪一个女子要水喝
Whoever I ask water from this woman
如果她不仅给我水喝而且也为我所有的骆驼打水那就是那个人
If she not only gives water to me but for water for all of these camelsThen she is the person for me.
这讲到他里面一个生命的流露。
It shows forth that the outflow of his life in this woman.
是有一个爱愿意牺牲自己的生命。
It's that she has a life that is willing to sacrifice herself in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间很多年轻的，可能还没结婚的弟兄姊妹。
We have a lot of young brothers and sisters who are not married yet.
我建议你把这个当作你择偶的条件。
I suggest this for you to make this a qualification for you to find your wife.
主保证你的婚姻幸福。
To find your spouse. For sure he will bless your
marriage. 如果你用自己的眼光选择，可能你会失败。
If you choose according to your own liking, probably you will fail.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做配偶。
This is someone who is a helpmate.
我看有很多夫妻啊，他们爱得不得了，但是没办法生活在一起。
We see many couples, they love each other very much, but they can't stand each other.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为生活习惯不一样。
Different daily habits.
一个要吃这个，一个要吃那个。
One wants to eat this, he wants to eat that.
以前是彼此吸引走在一起，后来因为不一样了，就分开了。
Before they were physically attracted to each other, but later on they find their differences and they leave.
一个喜欢到这里去玩，另外一个喜欢在家里坐。
One like to go out and play, the other like to be homebound.
弟兄姊妹们，神要为他的儿子找到一个匹配，真是不容易啊。
It is not easy for God to find a bride to be the helpmate for the son.
我们都是堕落的罪人。
We are fallen sinners.
我们怎么可能跟神的儿子相匹配？
How is it possible that we can be a match for the son of God?
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
做到一个地步。
Working in us to the point.
教会顺服基督。
The church obeys Christ.
所以哥林多前书第十一章。
In 1 Corinthians 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我称赞你们，因你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头。男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
2 and 3. Now I praise you that in all things ye are mindful of me, and that as I have directed you, ye keep the directions. But I wish you to know that the Christ is the head of every man, the woman's head is the man, and the Christ's head God.
圣灵工作在教会中间。
The Holy Spirit works within the church.
那么教会在地上一个最美最重要的职责和表现是什么呢？
The most beautiful and important responsibility for the church on earth is what?
就是顺服基督。
And that is to obey Christ.
彰显基督是我们的主，是每一个人的主。
To manifest that Christ is the head of each and every person.
是男人的主，也是男人的头，也是女人的头。
The head of woman as well as the head of man.
今天全世界有许多人的团体的组合。
Today there's a lot of organization all over the whole earth.
有许多的国家。
Many nations.
没有一个人间的团体是让基督做头的。
There's not one human organization that allows Christ to be the head.
换句话说，没有一个团体真正是顺服神的。
In other words, there's not one organization that truly obeys God.
圣灵在教会中的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit in the church.
最美的一个表现。
The most beautiful expression.
就是教会作为顺服基督的一个见证的器皿。
Is that the church becomes the beautiful vessel then?
那么怎么表现出来呢？
How does it express?
在教会里面的男人，在教会里面的女人都顺服基督做头。
That the man and the woman in the church obeys the Christ is the head.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们看见这个，我们来聚会，
you,
我们来谈侍奉就不一样了。
When you see this, you come to the church to meet and to serve, then it's different.
大家叫我们真实领会，并且得着实际，只有圣灵能做这个工作。
To truly understand it and gain its reality, this is really the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以教会没有一个人可以被高举起来。
Therefore, not one person should be uplifted.
没有一个弟兄可以说他是我们教会 the authority, 不能这样讲。
Not one person or one brother should say, I am the authority in this church.
如果那样的话，圣灵在我们中间就不做工了。
If that is the case, then the Holy Spirit cannot work among us.
圣灵只高举神的儿子耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit will only elevate Christ.
那么基督只高举父神，叫父神得荣耀。
And Christ will only elevate God the Father so that He can have the glory.
若是我们大家都这样来聚会，
If we all meet in this way,
弟兄姊妹，大家都带着彼此顺服的心，彼此谦卑，伏在主的权下。
We all come and submit to one another underneath Christ.
圣灵才能把我们带到基督心腹的那个样子。
Then the Holy Spirit can bring us into the form of the bride.
我想我今天早上时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我就提这两个点。
I'll just mention these points.
但愿呢，在我们追求圣灵的经历的路上。
As we enter and walk and experience the Holy Spirit in this way,
我们不仅认识圣灵的身位和他的职分，
not only we come to realize the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
而且圣灵工作和他的目的在我们里面是清楚的，是确定的，
and the work and the purpose of the Holy Spirit in us is very assured and clear,
而且是我们一直要持守的，
something that we need to hold fast,
我们才能得着圣灵全备丰满的祝福。
Then we will receive the complete and abundant blessing.
不仅我们得福，
not only we are blessed.
主和父的心也才得着喜悦和满足。
The Lord and the Father's heart can receive joy and satisfaction.
我们有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
好不好？我这样子，我先祷告，然后请弟兄姊妹，如果有你有感动负担哈，有两三位弟兄姊妹也祷告，好不好？
So after I pray, if you have the moving of the Holy Spirit and the burden, can you also please pray?
我觉得我们聚会应该祷告多一点。
I think we need to have more prayers in our gathering.
让我们祷告的时候，请弟兄姊妹呢把你的麦克风打开，请那个 host 许可大家给自己开。
Please unmute your mic. May the host allow all of us to unmute our mic so we can pray freely.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
你为我们成全救赎。
You have completed redemption.
你得着了父所应许要赐给亚伯拉罕的那个福分。
You gained the blessing that was promised through Abraham.
就是你领受了圣灵。
That you received the Holy Spirit.
今天你已经把圣灵赐给教会。
Today you have already given the Holy Spirit to the church.
主啊，我们也实在从你领受了。
Lord, we truly have received it.
主啊，愿你开启我们的心。
Lord, open our heart.
也吸引我们全人。
Draw our whole being.
让我们在爱慕你的时候。
That as we desire after you.
我们向圣灵降服。
Give ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在我们身上能够得着一个安居之所。
So the Holy Spirit can dwell in us peacefully.
也能够在你的教会中掌权。
And in your church, He can reign.
亲爱的主啊
，Lord，
但愿你赐下圣灵的目的能够成全在我们每个人的身上。
The Holy Spirit can be fulfilled in all of us.
并且成全在全地。
And fulfilled for the whole earth.
就是得着你的教会。
So that your church can be gained.
成为装饰整齐预备好的心腹。
To the bride that is prepared and ready.
迎接你的回来。
Welcome you.
我们这样感谢祷告。
We thank you in prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣。
In Jesus.